بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب جواز لعن أصحاب المعاصي غير المعينين. The chapter on the permissibility of cursing the sinful ones without naming them. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi's style, as we've been seeing, is he would bring the general rule, the prohibition, and then he would bring the exception. So last chapter we did was the prohibition of cursing someone or an animal specifically, cursing a person specifically or cursing an animal, the prohibition, in other words, is not allowed. So today he brings a chapter, or the chapter that we're doing today is a chapter on the permissibility of cursing the sinful ones without naming them. So here there's exception to cursing, and this is the exception, that you can curse the sinful ones, as we go on we'll explain, without naming them. So the beauty of these muhaddithin is when they bring a chapter, they'll make a claim, they'll support it with Quran Sharif, they'll support it with the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله تعالى ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi starts off by bringing two ayat of the Quran Sharif. The first one here in Surah Hud, Allah Ta'ala says, listen, the curse of Allah Ta'ala is on the oppressors. ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. So the curse of Allah Ta'ala is on the oppressors. So here it's showing this curse, but not specifically on a specific person. It's on all the oppressors. In other words, general. Whoever the oppressors are, Allah Ta'ala's curse is on them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَلَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. In Surah A'raf, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, that an announcer will announce between them that the curse of Allah Ta'ala, or an announcer announced that the curse of Allah Ta'ala be upon the ظالمين. فأذن مؤذن, actually this is Surah Yusuf, فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين, that the curse of Allah Ta'ala is upon the oppressors. So here again we find لعنة الله على الظالمين. In other ayat of the Quran, another ayat we see, ألا لعنة الله على الكاذبين, the curse of Allah Ta'ala be upon the people that speak lies. So it's not one specific person, it's in general. So this is how Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is proving his chapter, that the permissibility of cursing the sinful ones without specifically taking one person's name and cursing that person. Next part, he indicates to various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just makes an indication that will show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the same. That when he cursed at certain times, or he made mention of the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was in general, not on one specific person or one specific animal. وَثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاصِلَةَ تَوْصِلَةَ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آكِلَ الرِّبَا وَأَنَّهُ لَعَنَ الْمُصَوِّرِينَ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ غَيَّرَ مَنَارَ الْأَرْضِ أَيْ حُدُودَهَا وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ السَّارِقَ يَسْرِقُ الْبَيْضَةَ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ لَعَنَ وَالِدَيْهِ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ذَبَحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِيهَا حَدَثًا أَوْ آوَى مُحْدِثًا فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ الْعَنْ رِعْلًا وَذَكْوَانَ وَعُصِيَّةَ عَصَوْا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وهذه ثلاث قبائل من العرب وأنه قال لعن الله اليهود اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجدا وأنه لعن المشبهين من الرجال بالنساء والمشبهات من النساء بالرجال وجميع هذه الألفاظ في الصحيح بعضها في صحيحي البخاري ومسلم وبعضها في أحدهما وإنما قصدت الاختصار بالإشارة إليهما وسأذكر معظمهما في أبوابها من هذا الكتاب إن شاء الله تعالى. So the translation of these ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought in a small explanation, he says that it is established from authentic ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala curses a woman who joins hair together and the woman who requests hair to be joined together. What is referring to? Allah Ta'ala curses a woman that her hair is short. So now what she does is she takes hair from other women and she joins it to her hair to make it long. So this is what is the first part that is referred to in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاصِلَ وَالْمُسْتَوْصِلَ. So one is a woman that joins hair together. In other words, she does the job of joining hair together. That she does, she takes hair of other woman and she goes and he joins it. And also the woman that is requesting for this to be done. That I'm requesting that this service be done for me, where somebody else's hair is taken and is joined to me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاصِلَ وَالْمُسْتَوْصِلَ. The woman that is doing it, the act of joining that hair of other woman to someone's hair, and the person, the woman that is requesting for this to be done. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or the next hadith that is brought here, is Allah Ta'ala curses the one who consumes interest. So just coming back to that first hadith, is this general, not one specific woman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning those women, in other words, general, who request, Allah Ta'ala curses such a woman. Then the next one is, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, next hadith brought, Allah curses one who consumes interest. So here again, you got the curse of Allah Ta'ala, generally on the one who consumes interest. The next is the one who makes pictures, the one who makes images. Again, here we must be careful. Something so common, people just pull out the camera and they take one photo, take out the video. And what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُصَوِّرِينَ. The curse of Allah Ta'ala is upon those who make pictures. The curse of Allah Ta'ala is those that take tasweer, that take photos, make images, make things that actually imitate or that look like anything animate, anything living, whether it be of a bird, whether it be of a cow, whether it be of sheep or a goat, or whether it be of anything that is living, a human being. The fact that a person is making those images, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed. The next is, Allah Ta'ala curses the person who changes the boundaries of lands to usurp property. What is meant by this is manarul ardh, is those signs that are made to identify a person's area, his property. Nowadays, the land surveyors use something called a peg. In the old days, they would use like a rock. They put some certain things to demarcate. This is my property. This is your property. In other words, the property demarcations were put with some sign. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that person that goes and deliberately changes those markings. In other words, he's trying to usurp some property. He wants to make his property bigger, so he takes someone else's property, stones or demarcations, and he moves it, and he indicates as though his property is bigger. So what he's doing, he's actually usurping someone else's land. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Allah curses the person who changes the boundaries of lands. In other words, to usurp property. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah curses the thief who steals an egg. Allah Ta'ala curses the thief who steals an egg. Now one question might come to our mind is that when a person, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person who steals, and ulama have written that when it is 10 dirhams or more, then his hand is cut off. So when his hand is cut off, when a person steals 10 dirhams or more, an item that is more in value than 10 dirhams or more, then his hand is cut off. In other words, he is now proven to have stole for this value. How come in this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that Allah Ta'ala curses the thief who steals an egg? The egg is very cheap. Ulama explained that when a person starts off by stealing small, then he continues until he becomes a big thief. He doesn't just stop there. The stealing is such a crime that a person gets more and more addicted to it, and he wants to continue stealing. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allah Ta'ala curses the thief who steals an egg. In other words, even if you're going to go steal something small, remember you got the curse of Allah Ta'ala upon you. The next hadith, Allah Ta'ala curses the person who curses his parents. Person who curses his parents, Allah Ta'ala curses him. Imagine if this person is just verbally cursing his parents. What about those people that are harming their parents and abusing their parents and being abusive towards their parents? How serious is this also? Anyway, moving on. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allah Ta'ala curses the person who sacrifices an animal other than Allah Ta'ala. He's sacrificing an animal for some other deity. He's sacrificing the animal in somebody else's name. Now this is what he's meant, he's sacrificing other than Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala curses that person. So here you're seeing all these hadiths that he's bringing, he's showing that Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon, who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, upon a general category, not a specific person. And then he goes to say that one who initiates an innovation, a bid'ah, in Madina Sharif or provides refuge to an innovator, upon him is the curse of Allah Ta'ala, the angels and all people. Why specifically Madina Sharif? It's because Madina Sharif is a markazi jagah, is a markaz, is a central place. If in that place people are going to start entertaining people of bid'at, in that place person is going to start innovation, that innovation is going to spread throughout the world. Because people all over the world are coming to Madina Sharif. And if that place now bid'at starts, it will be a means of this bid'at going throughout the world. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who initiates an innovation, a bid'ah in Madina Sharif, or provides refuge to an innovator, upon him is the curse of Allah Ta'ala, the angels and all people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one dua, O Allah, curse the tribe of Ri'al, Dhaqwan and Usayyah, because they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the names of three Arab tribes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took their name. What had happened was, they had requested, or there was a Jamaat that was requested to come out of Huffaz. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a whole Jamaat of Huffaz that go and teach these people Quran Sharif, go teach these people Deen. And on the way, these tribes, they ambushed those Sahaba and they killed 70 Huffaz. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua that Allah Ta'ala curse this tribe of, otherwise it was never the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to curse anybody. Never ever. So here again, not anybody in specific. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just took the names of the tribes. In other words, it's not a specific person, but the general name of those tribes, because of this heinous crime that they had done, that they killed a whole Jamaat of Sahaba who were Huffaz. They killed all of them. So therefore, or killed 70 of them. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua also. May Allah Ta'ala curse the Jews, because they turned the graves of the messengers into masjids, into places of worship, those qabars. He cursed men who imitated women, and women who imitated men. Here again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed these type of people. They are men, but they're trying to act like women. And women, they're trying to act like men. This is not a small thing, the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, nowadays, you see how common it is. Sometimes you'll find a man, he's wearing pink, and he's wearing things sometimes to look like a woman, and women too are wearing those tops and those jeans, they're ending up looking like men. So this is something that is actually attracting the curse of Allah Ta'ala. A woman should be distinct, a man is distinct, the way they dress, the way they move, the way they do things. Allah Ta'ala has made them, a man doesn't imitate a woman, and a woman doesn't imitate a man. And then lastly, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah, see, all these ahadith are authentic. Some of them appear in Sahih Bukhari and some in Sahih Muslim, whilst others are in one of the two, either in Bukhari Sharif or in Muslim Sharif. I merely made reference to them for the sake of brevity. This Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah said, I didn't bring the whole hadith, I just made reference to certain parts of this hadith for the sake of brevity. I will quote most of them in the appropriate chapters of this book. First he says, I have either quoted them already in this book, or I will still quote them in this book if Allah Ta'ala allows. If Allah Ta'ala allows, Allah Ta'ala wills. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, make it. How beautiful the muhaddithina. To bring something, they'll just quote one part of the hadith. Different hadith to substantiate what they are mentioning. May Allah Ta'ala also give us a true understanding of the hadith, Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala make it such that when we hear it also, we also follow. We follow and we practice upon the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.